Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! It's a grand slam!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by ComEd. Sign up for outage alerts at ComEd.com.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We have a full show for you on this Tuesday. At 9:20, Carrington Harrison of Sports Radio 610 in Kansas City is going to join us to talk about that massive $500 million Patrick Mahomes deal, what it is and what it's not, because we're apparently doing what we always do with football contracts, and we get crazy about the headline, and then we don't actually look at how the next 12 years actually play out. We're doing what we always do, despite knowing better, despite repeated warnings about football contracts. They're not real. Teams can change them. Teams can unilaterally move things around and make all kinds of decisions as the deals go on based on what they want to do and based on how the player's effectiveness may change. But, hell, we had sports news, so we're doing it anyway. And we're going to delve into a lot of what Chris Bryant said yesterday, because this dude now, I'm telling you, Chris Bryant's always been good to talk to. But as he has found himself as a baseball star, he's got no F's to give when it comes to saying stuff. And I love it. He has come out real strong on a bunch of different things, and he was no different yesterday. So we'll do a little in a couple of minutes and a lot coming up at 9:40 from him. Craig Calcaterra, one of the smartest baseball writers on the planet. He is the lead baseball writer at NBC, and he is going to join us at 10 o'clock. We'll do a little bit of Bears talk after that. Midday Midway at 10:40, I saw Hamilton, and I will tell you what I think. I hadn't really been interested in seeing it, and finally, it's not like I'm watching games or anything else, so we watched it as a family over a couple of nights, and I will give you my full review of Hamilton the movie at 10:40 as part of the Midday Midway. Jed Hoyer, the general manager of the Cubs, is going to join me at 11. We'll react to that thereafter, and then we'll check in with Pat Hughes at 11:40, talk about his preparation for doing games in a new and different way. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That is the number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at Bernstein at 670thescore.com, and that's where you go to listen to us live, because we stream at 670thescore.com. We have texting at the Text Zone. The Text Zone is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at roseandhyundai.com. Text the same number you call, 312-644-6767. And when you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Follow along on Twitter as well. That is at Bernstein670. You can follow my personal account, which is at Dan_Bernstein. Also, critical that you download the radio.com app. That way you can manage your full Score experience, streaming The Score on your mobile devices, using the rewind feature and using the DVR-like controls. You can also interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Jay Zawoski's got another day off, so Shane Reardon is functioning as our executive producer today, with the executioner Ray Diaz on the board doing all the things that he does. This testing crisis in baseball is no small thing. There are more canceled workouts today. Apparently, the St. Louis Cardinals weren't able to get their testing done. This hits at the very baseline level of what they're doing and what they said they were going to do. And that statement from MLB yesterday was horse crap. That statement from Rob Manfred and MLB made there. I've always said this. One of the principal tenets of crisis PR is when something goes wrong, when you're apologizing for something, when you're dealing with missteps, never, ever, ever tout your accomplishments. Never do that because it makes you look smarmy and disingenuous, because baseball is smarmy and disingenuous. And how they talk about how great their testing is. Yeah, well, we kind of got this wrong because of unforeseen delays on July 4th. Because you couldn't call ahead. You didn't know when FedEx was delivering. You didn't know what your lab was doing. And it was just unforeseen. These things can't be unforeseen. Because you got to understand something. First of all, delays in testing mean the tests are meaningless. You've got to test and you've got to know. Sometimes this is even by 12-hour periods. You start talking about the amount of testing that's going on in government, in situations where people are really monitoring, especially people who are choosing to not wear masks, and they probably know their risks, the frequency of testing and how quickly they have to get turned around. Baseball essentially promised the players. This is, if I were a player, I would be so pissed off right now. And if I were a relative of a player, if I'm a coach, regardless of level of immunocompromise, this is such an abdication of responsibility and a failure of partnership. You went through a quote-unquote labor negotiation that wasn't really that. It was just baseball dragging its feet in bad faith because they didn't want to pay. They didn't want to adhere to an agreement that they made. And there was always the presumption that they would be on top of it health-wise. Always that presumption. They're screwing it up. This is the one thing you cannot screw up. You can't screw up your testing regimen. And they are, and they have, and it's ongoing. And they keep saying, oh, yeah, we'll get to it. We'll fix it. We'll get to it. And then you hear some of the stuff that the players are saying right now. What you're asking of these players, the expectations, no wonder David Price and Nick Markakis are like, yeah, no, I'm out. I'm not part of this. I am better off away from baseball, better off on my own. Adam Silver at least said the one thing we absolutely have to make sure we are doing is testing. The NBA said that nothing possible was going to happen. No plan, no best laid plan could go down unless they had that part locked down. And baseball took it for granted. But unforeseen over 4th of July weekend. We don't know. I don't know. A few days. You can't. It renders the test meaningless. You can go from negative to positive very, very quickly. We know that now. And if you just have somebody, I tested negative 5 days ago. That says nothing about your current condition. That says nothing about who should be around you and who should not be around you and where you should be and how you should be interacting, whether or not you should be in a clubhouse, whether you should be sitting and eating with teammates you didn't get it 3, 4, 5 days ago. So this was Chris Bryant yesterday in general voicing his very real concerns about the pandemic.
We have had guys here that showed up on Sunday and hadn't gotten tested again, 7 days later, and then you don't get the results for 2 days either. So that's, 9 days without knowing. And I think if we really want this to succeed, we're going to have to figure that out, and I've wanted to play this year because I felt that it would be safe and I would feel comfortable. But honestly, I don't really feel that way, which is why I'm trying to keep my distance from everybody and wear my mask and just so that we can get this thing going.
And he wants to play, and he obviously has new and different concerns with a baby in the house. But, man, he's not alone. He's not alone. So if you don't want to hear from Chris Bryant, how about you hear it from Mookie Betts?
Say I'm that confident because, I haven't been shown yet. That's kind of tough to be confident in something that hasn't proved to be foolproof, and so there's not a whole lot really I can do. It's kind of out of my control, but it's in somebody's control, and whoever's control it's in, just have to find a way to make it work, or this whole operation may not be able to work.
No, it may not be able to work. And if you can't tell players if you are keeping them safe, this is a union issue at this point. And it may just be the right thing to do for the union to temporarily suspend player participation until there's proof that baseball's actually fixed this. And it's not just the gobbledygook press releases that come out with paragraph after paragraph of them touting what a great job they've done with testing, when you have players actually saying, yeah, we don't know. You have a real disconnect here between what you say you're doing to keep them healthy and what's actually going on. And you can't have that disconnect, let alone if you're talking about the young, healthy players, the relatives of them, or managers who feel compelled to come back. And when you start putting yourself in the position of one of these players and the decision that's being made to play, to not play, to whatever, forget the money aspect or not, what your responsibility is, and what baseball's responsibility is largely, and as a citizen. Because if you're paying attention, we are getting very close in general to a testing capacity crisis again. Tests are being slowed in turnaround time because we've had such an increase in cases. There's even a protective equipment crisis again because not enough was produced. And hospitals now in Texas, in Florida, in Arizona, in California that are full at capacity, working 24/7, and they're tearing through masks and scrubs and shields and all of that protective equipment again, and there's still not enough of it available. What's baseball's responsibility to put an increased strain overall on available testing? What's their responsibility in some of these places and anywhere for what they're using? Because previously, remember, they had said something to the effect of, well, we have our own drug testing labs and a network that already was doing testing for performance-enhancing drugs, so it's completely outside the purview of what had been available to the public, so we're doing that on our own. But now that's all blown up because you admitted you screwed up the testing, and you say, yeah, well, we're looking for another lab that we're going to go find, because the one in Utah, we think they might turn it around. We're not sure, but we're out looking really hard for another lab. You might not want to be doing this, because if you are straining the overall system, then you're contributing to illness and death. If you're making other people, normal, regular people, if you're straining the system so they're not getting their testing done on time, not getting their results on time, or don't have access to tests, because follow the news. Look what's happening in hard hit areas. They are having problems getting everybody tested. Radio.com Sports MLB insider John Heyman was on with Mully and Haw this morning, and he talks about this conflict about sitting out the season, about how players are feeling compelled to return.
Only the players that really can afford it are the ones that are declining to play. You know, if you're a young player and you're concerned about your service time or your position on the team, you're not opting out. The guys who are opting out are the guys who have $100 million in the bank, like David Price and Ryan Zimmerman and Nick Markakis, and I don't blame them at all. You've got to do what's right for you, and I think we are going to see some more guys opting out, but not the young guys. I mean, certain people are in positions where they just feel like they can't opt out. We have three managers who are over 60 with some health issues, not just Dusty Baker, but also Terry Francona had a heart issue. Ron Gardenhire has had health issues in the past, and if you're a manager, you feel like you can't opt out. You are indebted to the team and need to lead your team, but the coaches are able to opt out. So, you know, this is something that was not foreseen, but I think it's somewhat unfortunate that some people feel like they're in a position where they just can't opt out.
Somewhat unfortunate? It's criminal. It's more than somewhat unfortunate. And that word unforeseen was the same word that MLB used to describe their delay in getting the testing results. And Heyman went on to also consider players who have pre-existing health conditions.
Worry will accompany the season, every game, every day. There will be worry. There will be guys out every day of the year with COVID-19. You know, I think it seemed to be positive news when only 31 players out of about 1,600 tested positive, close to 2%. That seemed to be positive news, certainly compared to the NBA and other random tests. It was good, but you know, there will be concern. And certainly for guys with pre-existing conditions, it's interesting to note that none of the guys with the pre-existing conditions, you've got Duvall with diabetes, and there are a few players with diabetes around the game, and Didi Gregorius with a kidney, and you've got obviously two players there with the Cubs who overcame cancer with Lester and Rizzo. None of these players have declined to play. They're all playing, even though they could be paid. So, and Carlos Carrasco is the one really for me. You know, I mean, I give him credit. He really wants to play. Battled leukemia last year, so I mean, unlike Lester and Rizzo, I can say overcame cancer, beat cancer. You had leukemia last year. You know, and he's playing, so I give him credit for courage. But those are the guys that I really worry about.
That's John Heyman, and we really have to start looking at all of these sports and their return to play as to whether or not it's the right thing for public health, and whether or not our distraction and our bread and circuses and our selfishness and laziness and stupidity is enough to merit some of this being done ethically, because this virus is on fire in places where a lot of people live, and soon if they start rationing out ventilators and they're already rationing out personal protective equipment and testing, If these leagues are going to be sucking up all these tests just to make sure that players can hit a ball with a stick, we got to question what we're doing here. We really do. We had some football news yesterday. We found out that Patrick Mahomes signed what appeared to be a 12-year, half-billion-dollar contract. And as usual, we engage in all the oohing and aahing over the massive football contract. It's a football contract. They are never worth what they originally look like they are worth. They don't end up that, because 12 years from now is a very long time, and things happen and people change. Either way, it's a lot of money for a great, great player, one of the best players in all of team sports, and he may end up actually being worth more than that deal when all is said and done. But we're going to talk about that contract and Patrick Mahomes with Carrington Harrison of Sports Radio 610 in Kansas City. Danny Parkin's former guy. He's coming up next on The Score.
Hey, it's Mully here from the Mully and Haw Show, mornings 5 to 9, with baseball back. Remember, we'll be covering both sides of town, discussing this unprecedented 60-game season, plus all the new rule changes and more. So start your day with us, Mully and Haw, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Radio.com Sports Minute, and today's birthday shout-out goes to Matt Sui. When the Bears fullback of the 1980s was drafted in the second round out of Penn State, where his dad Steve and his maternal grandfather Bob Higgins also played, George Halas told him he had handled his grandfather pretty well when they both played in the league's formative years. Sui holds the distinction of becoming the NFL's first-ever third-generation player, although he was a reliable ball carrier who scored the first touchdown in Super Bowl XX and a pass blocker. Sui's primary role was to block for the great Walter Payton. Their unlikely relationship blossomed over time, and Sui would become not only Payton's best friend, but the executor of his estate. When teammate Jim Covert was named to the Hall of Fame this year, he announced that Sui will present him as a way to honor Peyton. So happy 62nd birthday, Matt. Have a great day. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hey.
Hi. Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. Plus, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. Visit Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Date 80 prioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. User rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
This isn't a grilled cheese I'm making. It's a melty masterpiece that deserves a kitchen worthy of greatness.
Looks like my porch is full of packages again. It also looks like my compulsive buying needs to change to compulsive saving.
As I sit here on this couch, I decided to make some changes, starting with this couch.
I'd love to be looking out my window at a beautiful backyard instead of a brick wall. Time for a new house.
Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's employee of the month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Vincent Goodwill.
One thing I'll say about Michael Reinsdorf is this, and I firmly believe this. He has a famous last name, but is a pretty anonymous person throughout all of this. But he's very sensitive to the success of the franchise. I truly believe he wants to win. And I think he has a chance here to make a name for himself, to step outside of Jerry Reinsdorf's shadow while Jerry is still here and making the final decisions. That's a very tricky process. And I don't think that we can all appreciate the fine line that he has to walk, that he's trying to walk here. And making a decision like this means you have to have a bunch of people on board and behind you. And whether it works or not, I think just the fact that he's willing to go through a top-down overhauling of basketball operations says a lot about his desire to want to get this thing right.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Russ Dorsey covers baseball for MLB.com.
We talk about Sammy Sosa now. That dude was on top of the world. That was the king of the Dominican. And even he had to succumb to that pressure of, is Dark beautiful? And as we've seen over the last 15, 20 years, the answer to that was no to him. And it's just like, you have to consider what deeply rooted things and issues have been a big part of Dominican culture that Sammy grew up with.
Yeah, and that's why when you see, I think he had at some point even admitted to doing some skin lightening. He is by no means alone. And by the way, this isn't something that just happens in Caribbean countries. This is something that's happening in Asia as well, where Everyone is trying to get lighter.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity. Honey butter goodness is spread. And the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
It all starts with just one thing. Try some eco-friendly summer activities this year, like going for a walk or hike in local parks or hills, go bird watching, or even camping out in your own backyard. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Now it is 4th and 26. Mahomes is in there. 5 seconds to play. He'll be in the shotgun formation on this 4th and 26 from his own 24. Leading by 11, gets the shotgun snap, rolls back, winds up, long arching pass, down the near sideline, zeros on the clock, the benches will empty. And this one is over. Kansas City has won their first Super Bowl in 50 years. 50 years, a lifetime. And they do it in come-from-behind fashion, beating San Francisco 31-20 in Super Bowl 54.
That was the Westwood One call of Kansas City's Super Bowl victory. And Patrick Mahomes is going to be a Chief for as long as the Chiefs want him to be one. Because that's the way these NFL contracts work. Some eye-popping numbers. But let's get into some of the details and some of the size of this story with someone who covers the Chiefs closer than we. He is Carrington Harrison, who is on Twitter at C.Harrison. He of Sports Radio 610 and CBS Sports Radio. He's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Carrington, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's happy to be on with such a titan like Dan Bernstein.
Oh, stop it. Knock it off. Where is Patrick Mahomes already in Kansas City sports history? Because I'm trying to think about this, about these transformative sports figures in a city that has been about, in large part, its baseball team and its football team. Is this like a Bo Jackson type splash? I mean, obviously the career isn't, he's not there with George Brett quite yet, but this is an all-timer already in a city.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the only comparison is probably George Brett. He's probably one of the 20 greatest baseball players of all time. I think what makes Mahomes so special in this is typically stars the magnitude of Patrick Mahomes are normally in larger cities. They're Jordan, who played in Chicago. They're Brady, who played in Boston. So I think it's abnormal to see such a star and who could potentially be the face of American sports once LeBron decides to retire, reside in Kansas City. I mean, the only comparisons are probably Peyton Manning in Indianapolis and Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Just how rare it is to have that magnitude of a star in a city the size of Kansas City.
You have to be an accountant to understand some of the nuts and bolts of some of these deals, because it really does take work. No matter how many times I hear some of these multi-tiered contracts described to me about what bonus converts to what and how much of the money is real and where the guarantee triggers are, what of this contract outside of the headline that we look at and we go, oh my God. And then we start saying, okay, well, one thing we know for certain is that NFL contracts, all of them, change over time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a couple different ways of looking at it. Number one, the Chiefs showed a tremendous financial commitment to Patrick Mahomes. I was reading a story before I came on from Pro Football Talk, and he makes a good point that this contract isn't unlike any other where the Chiefs can basically cut Mahomes at any point. But what scenario do we see the Chiefs cutting Patrick Mahomes at age 29? Like, that just doesn't seem very realistic to me. So I think there were some concessions on both sides. So Patrick Mahomes took a pretty small signing bonus of $10 million, and his base salary every year for the next 5 years is basically under $3 million. But he has a $50 million roster bonus every year for the next 5 years. So if he's on the team March 15th, he gets $50 million. Again, what scenario do you see the Chiefs moving on for Patrick Mahomes? So ultimately, I think this is one of those deals that's good for both sides, which is very unique to free agent contracts. Like, free agent contracts typically are in the player's favor. I actually think this is in both sides' favor. And if you're going to tell me that Patrick Mahomes can win one or two more Lombardi trophies over the length of this 10-year extension, he's certainly worth it.
I wonder if he hasn't set the bar a little high for himself. And I know he would certainly say no, but I wonder how expectations are calibrated, because the numbers are just insane. I mean, what he's accomplishing is really remarkable. So are we baking in a little bit lower average production? Because I don't know if what he's doing is sustainable.
I think he's reached the point in a career, even as early as it is, that I don't think it's about individual accolades or statistics anymore. It's about Lombardi trophies. Like, this is the same point that LeBron James reached at some point, where Tiger Woods won, where we don't care if Tiger Woods won a random tournament. We only care about the Masters. We only care about the majors. But I think that Patrick Mahomes is in that exact same place. So yesterday we had a lot of people on, as you would imagine, just given the news, and I asked everybody, all right, if I set the over-under on Super Bowls for Mahomes at 1.5 over the life of this extension, what would you take? Everybody took the over. He just appears to be the guy where, I made this point, a lot of teams try to find a franchise quarterback. You guys tried to find a franchise quarterback. The Chiefs have the franchise quarterback. They have the player that for the next 10 years, if you started a draft of NFL players, would go number one overall. How valuable is that? We saw yesterday.
So much of it, too, is in the other aspects of his personality that make him so uniquely suited to that particular role, the most important position player in all of team sports. You have to be ready for the size of the job. And even at a young age, he has come across as not just engaged outwardly with the community, being a forward-facing public star, but even internally, even as available and upbeat as he's been, man, he's got all of it. He's got absolutely every bit of the makeup, as the baseball people would describe, of somebody who was just meant to have this job. And I do think that has to inform their decision to be like, this isn't just arm talent. This isn't just a guy who functions really well on the field. This is full-fledged everything you want in a star quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. I think his father playing in the major leagues and his being in that environment and atmosphere certainly was a big help. His godfather was a major league pitcher that he just was always in these scenarios. He tells the story of how one day he went with his dad to the park and he took batting practice with Derek Jeter and A-Rod. Who gets to do that as a child? Like, not many people kind of get that training, I think, of being in locker rooms, being around media, having people sort of coach and groom you for this moment. It's a lot like Steph Curry. Like, I kind of get the same feeling from Steph. How Steph, as a kid, saw his dad. And once he got this success, he exactly knew how to handle it and have the right personality for it. I think Mahomes has a lot of those characteristics.
Yeah, there's definitely a similar vibe there. And that I think that it's a good thought that there is a certain level of confidence that borders on swagger that doesn't seem like a put on, and it doesn't it's he says stuff that from somebody else might sound like cliches, but he backs it up in that regard. I think that's a solid observation on your part. Where and how does this number affect them once we start seeing where the cap is going to move as you start to look at the next collective bargaining agreements? It looks relatively friendly. It doesn't seem as cumbersome as some of the other quarterback deals. But again, I'm not an accountant.
That's a really good question. I think all of us are trying to figure that out because we haven't really seen a contract like that. In the short term, there's Chris Jones, who plays defensive line. A lot of people are asking the question of how does this affect his contract, and we'll certainly see. So he got franchise tag. He has until July 15th to sign a deal. I don't think they'll get one done because they'll be the first team in NFL history to have two defensive players make $100 million. I just don't think you can have all of those contracts on one roster in a salary cap kind of league. So I think that's what teams are trying to figure out. I also think, though, to the Chiefs' credit, and I think could ultimately be to their benefit, is they now know how much their quarterback is going to cost for the next 12 years. Like, there's not going to be some magical spike at some point, or there isn't a situation where Mahomes, let's say he wins the next two Super Bowls, where he can come to the Chiefs and say, hey, let's renegotiate this contract. Like, you've done all that on the front end, and you bought the free agency for the duration of his prime and the back half of his prime. So I think we'll get the answer to that question over time, but I think there's a great advantage in cost certainty and knowing what it's going to be, and that's what the Chiefs have.
We've been following as the sports are trying to scramble back to some sense of normalcy. Whether they should or not is a debate for perhaps another time. But I know in basketball, many of the players together have had back channel conversations about how important it is to them to continue to speak truth to power, to continue to speak publicly about what matters to them and the Black Lives Matter movement and calling attention to the deaths of unarmed people of color at the hands of police across the country, and we seem to see more headlines every day in that respect. Patrick Mahomes, his involvement in the video that the one NFL videographer put together that spurred Roger Goodell to act, the fact that Patrick Mahomes's very unique voice in a lot of ways was heard in that video was significant. How important is it to him to continue to play a forward role in some of the changes that athletes are spurring?
I'll give Pat a lot of credit. I looked at him a lot like Russell Wilson before all of this started, where Russell Wilson is the second best quarterback in the NFL. He's just never been that interesting to me. He's never really said anything that was really interesting or took a lot of stances. Mahomes being in that video was really surprising, especially because I mean, he could have opted out and said some of the easier parts of the role. The fact that the most popular player in the NFL, now the highest paid player in the NFL, said Black Lives Matter in that video, I think is really important. And he's taking it one step further where LeBron James vote initiative, he's a part of that too. So he's really taken a big role in this. And I do think he understands his influence, his platform, and is trying to use it. And I think what we're seeing is sort of the evolution of the modern athlete, where I was thinking this during The Last Dance, where Jordan says, I never wanted to be an activist. I just wanted to play basketball. I think we're starting to see the modern athlete rejects that notion and wants to be more involved. Now, we can debate whether that's good or bad, but there's no way to put the toothpaste back in the tube. The most popular athletes in the country now take stances, very public stances, on social issues.
The LeBron James vote initiative is interesting. I'm glad to hear that he's involved in that, because I know the Atlanta Hawks, their coach Lloyd Pierce, that they've decided to open up their arena in downtown Atlanta for one of the most populous counties as an actual voting place. What is being done in Kansas City in that regard?
It's sort of been more of an initiative, honestly. So there's the Country Club Plaza, and it's like a very racist background. We don't have time to kind of get to all of it. So that's kind of been a big push in Kansas City to sort of rename that and give it a more inclusive name. That's been a big thing. And voter booths are starting to pop up in that aspect too. So I would say those are probably the two biggest things. And I think that's going to probably pick up now that this is kind of done and behind Mahomes. And now he can kind of focus solely on all of this stuff, as we still have, you know, 4 or 5 weeks until football starts.
Before we let you go, you alluded to the Bears and their quarterback of choice. How has the Kansas City Sports Observer been watching the Matt Nagy tenure unfold and sort of understanding that he had been a prospect that was being groomed by Andy Reid and was growing into that role of head coach? What's the observation like from afar now of the job that Nagy's doing?
Honestly, the conversation isn't really much about Matt Nagy. It's more on, God, I'm happy we didn't get Mitch Trubisky, and laughing at the Bears for selecting him and not selecting Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's honestly the thing. Like, last year, you guys remember on Sunday Night Football when Mahomes ran off the field and was clearly counting to 10 for where he got drafted. Uh-huh. There isn't much of a sentiment towards Matt Nagy just because their offense hasn't changed since he left. It's not like he left as offensive coordinator and now they struggle offensively. So I don't really think there's much of a we miss Matt Nagy. I think it's more looking at, man, the Bears very easily could have selected Patrick Mahomes, and what position would we be in? Look at them. They're idiots.
Great. Glad we had you on. This is lovely. Thank you. Really awesome.
I'm here to tell you the truth. You are a Titan, Dan Bernstein. I'm here to give you the true message from Kansas City.
Carrington, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Carrington Harrison of Sports Radio 610 in Kansas City. You know, at 10:20, we're going to get to that. And I'm just going to ask a question about something we have to learn to live with and whether or not we're going to keep ripping this scab open all the time as Bears fans, and how many times and how often we have to keep confronting the same obvious truth. When is enough enough? We're going to try to figure that out at 10:20. But coming up next, I want you to hear more from Chris Bryant, because we only played one little snippet of what he said yesterday, but he had wide-ranging thoughts yesterday on everything that's going on with baseball, about his uncertainty, and really the questions that he has about remaining a Cub and what it means to him to be a Cub, what's going on in this situation of having a trade deadline, and maybe they could think the Cubs could think they're out of it and want to move Chris Bryant somewhere, even in this shortened season. That's still on the table. We can ask Jed Hoyer about that at 11. The Cubs general manager is going to join us then. So more from Chris Bryant coming up straight ahead on The Score.
This is Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
This segment is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's employee of the month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here. Thunder and lightning can be alarming, and there are storms on the way this afternoon and evening. But what's even scarier is the storm damage to your home. Well, Aloha Construction is the local expert to repair that damage for you. Your roof, your siding, your gutters, your windows, whatever needs fixing, they can fix. Over 20,000 completed projects in the Chicagoland area, and they're the recipient of the Better Business Bureau Torch Award for Business Ethics. Aloha Construction is practicing a contact-free process from start to finish. So visit AlohaBuilds.com today. Aloha Construction. We rain when it storms.
New York Times best-selling author Brené Brown has a brand new podcast, Unlocking Us, about the emotions and experiences that bring meaning and purpose to our lives.
Together, we can explore ideas, stories, experiences, books, films, music, anything that reflects the universal experiences of being human.
Brené Brown's Unlocking Us. Listen on radio.com by searching Unlocking on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And I really cannot wait to have these conversations with you.
Does someone in your family have a drug or alcohol problem? Can you see what it's doing to you? If you're hurting and confused about drug or alcohol abuse and its effects on your family, let Families Anonymous help you. Families Anonymous offers direct help to family and friends of addicts through personal sharing. Meetings are free, not associated with any religion, and totally anonymous. For the meeting nearest you or more information, call 800-736-9805 or go to familiesanonymous.org.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. Plus, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. Visit Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after $29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. User rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Pat Hughes here, radio play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs. Listen to Ron Coomer and me on 670 The Score, your official destination to hear all 60 Cubs games of this unprecedented 2020 season.
It's got a chance! It's a grand slam! And the Cubs have won the ballgame!
Baseball's back, and so are the Cubs. Hear all 60 games on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein with you on Sports Radio 670 The Score, live and local, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. A little baseball, a little break for football, and now back to baseball, as baseball is confronting some serious problems with their testing regimen, and there had to be some trust that that was going to be fixed, that there weren't going to be hiccups there, because you can't have them. You promised that you were going to do everything you could do to keep players safe, and then you break that promise. You already had a trust issue, and now you've got star players speaking out strongly on what everybody is dealing with right now and trying to make sense of how baseball is starting to come back. Well, Cubs superstar Chris Bryant spoke to reporters yesterday, and he got into some detail on multiple subjects, one of which was how big a concern COVID-19 is for him.
Absolutely. I still think that that runs through a lot of people's minds today. I do everything I can here to, it feels bad, but I try to stay away from my teammates as much as possible. I think if we're going to want this thing to work, we got to, really do that. And I try to lead by example out there and wear my mask as much as possible. And, but at the same time, getting baseball work in. It went through my mind, and I go home every day and I just think, what if I were to get it and bring it home? Like I don't, it'd be awful for me. Or if my wife got it, taking care of the baby, there's just so much, things that could go wrong. And, I'm just, really trying to do my best to stay positive with this whole thing and get through this year healthy, as is everybody.
Chris, has the, you know, the lack of stability, all the changes in the world in the past few months made you reconsider your future as far as in baseball? Are you more open to an extension now than you may have been before? How do you kind of look at your future?
I would say, yeah, you know, because you look at things, especially when you have a kid too, you look at things differently. You know, I feel like I'm a lot more calm, although I do appear calm always. But, you know, just things that really mattered to me before, you know, don't matter to me as much. You know, you value people in your life that bring value to you. And certainly this organization has brought value to me in my life, and hopefully I've returned a favor. But yeah, you want to be around people that want you and care for you. And I've certainly felt that, you know, being a Chicago Cub.
Nationals and Astros cancel workouts today. I think the A's are still waiting for their first full squad workout. I was curious from your perspective how the third parties have handled, I guess, just showing up to take the test, the turnaround times. How do you feel like that has unfolded in the early stages?
I guess first I just want to come across as saying I don't want to be insensitive to the people who haven't been able to get tests or have been in situations like that. But as the country kind of gets access to more of those, I think, you know, it's appropriate to talk about our situation here. And, you know, what we agreed to was testing, you know, every other day. And we have had guys here that showed up on Sunday and hadn't gotten tested again, you know, 7 days later, you know, and then you don't get the results for 2 days either. So that's, you know, 9 days without knowing. And I think if we really want this to succeed, you know, we're going to have to figure that out, you know. And I wanted to play this year because I felt that it would be safe and I would feel comfortable. But honestly, I don't really feel that way, which is why I'm trying to keep my distance from everybody and wear my mask and just so that we can get this thing going. And I think if we want it to happen, if we want it to go smoothly, because this is the easy part, really. I mean, when you get into the season and you're traveling and you're in an airplane, your hotel, you're getting room service, you know, guys are, you know, who knows what people are doing, especially on the other teams too. You know, you got to rely on everybody in this whole thing. And I think if we can't really nail the easy part, which is right now, and, you know, just our players, you know, we got a big hill to climb.
Did you feel at all that, like, maybe the economic aspects of these talks were so much of a focus and maybe the health and safety stuff were rushed a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's all you can say to that. Yes. And it's a shame that it kind of went that way. You know, what else can you say about it? I mean, it was a mess. And it still kind of is a mess. And hopefully we can find a way to repair that and fix things and get back on track. But, you know, it's going to take everybody to make this thing work, including all of you.
Just to reiterate, would you still consider it an if on your part and baseball's part that this thing can happen because of the fact that the medicals haven't been satisfactory to you for you so far?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it'd be foolish to say that, you know, it's not guaranteed that, you know, we're going to play or we're going to finish the season. I mean, I think everybody involved kind of knows that and is aware of that and be foolish not to, because there's something out there that is tough to control. But if we can do all that we can to control it in our environments, then it's a better chance. And I think, you know, we just have to do more and do what we agreed to and, you know, keep everybody safe. That's what we all want here.
That's some ominous stuff from Chris Bryant when he's talking about his fear and his, frankly, his lack of confidence that everything is working at best practices right now. When he says this is the easy part, he's right. This is the part where teams are on their own. They are working out in their own buildings, under their own control. They are not sealing themselves in aluminum tubes and propelling themselves in the air to other places, into other closed buildings with recirculated air. This indeed is the easy part. And that's a guy who's uncertain and sounds a little bit scared, but I guess he still wants to play. And he was asked then whether he's considered opting out.
No, I mean, do you imagine me opting out? I don't know if I could. I just couldn't do that. I mean, I'm going to do, like I said, everything I can to be safe and healthy and lead by example and, you know, encourage people to do the right thing. But, you know, there's a baseball season and I want to be out there. I know. I mean, I have a lot to worry about, and I still worry about, you know, going home and bringing it to, you know, my wife and my newborn. You know, that's scary to me. And I know there's a lot of Mike Trout and Garrett Cole just had a baby, and there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are in the same situation. And I wouldn't be surprised if people like that, you know, decide to sit out, and rightfully so, because there's a lot more to living than, you know, playing a game.
Chris, going back to what you said about the week between testing and stuff, other teams are experiencing problems. Are you saying you guys had a little bit of that as well, whether some timing issues on testing and results?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I got tested on Tuesday, and the second one was, what's today? Say Monday? The second one was yesterday. And I know it sounds stupid to complain about that, and I'm not trying to be insensitive by any means, because there's a lot of people out there struggling and need tests, and, you know, I genuinely want that to come across. But at the same time, like, you know, MLB created this lab and did all this stuff to, you know, be able to run a season. And, you know, like I said, I feel like this is one of the – I know there's going to be hiccups, you know, but you just can't hiccup with this, you know, because – it could just be one day where it just ruins everything, you know? So we really got to be on top of this thing and, you know, hopefully we figure it out.
Obviously, Tommy Haddaby had a pretty harrowing experience with COVID-19. Talk to him at all?
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday, and, you know, the scary part is he literally did everything he could to keep his family safe. You know, he didn't go much of anywhere. I think he went to the field and to get food at the grocery store, and he got it, you know? So, that's the scary part. And we, like I keep saying, we have to do everything we can to, you know, limit that exposure. But the fact is that you could be doing everything right and you still might be able to get it. So, we just got to keep doing what we can do to prevent it.
So if I understand him correctly, that was 6 days between tests. Did I get that right? That he went from a Tuesday to the next Monday when they had promised a minimum of every other day testing. And he waited 6 days in between tests. That can't happen. That absolutely can't happen. You're rendering the tests meaningless. You're rendering the information that you're getting back meaningless if you don't keep up the testing to know exactly when certain people have to be away from other people. That is just that they are asking for it. They are asking for a huge problem with this. The one thing they had to get right that they're not getting right. So there's more concerns for Chris Bryant, too, in that with a year left on his deal, he would be ripe for trade possibility as they get to the deadline at the end of August. So he's got that hanging over his head, as he did when the first spring training opened. All these concerns about maybe this season being on another team.
I would like it not to be a concern. I would like to think that I wouldn't be shipped out in the middle of a pandemic. You know, but I think I've made it. I'm trying to make it clear in that I really love it here and I love playing here and I love everything about the city and the people in this clubhouse and, you know, all around. You know, I've never not wanted to be here, regardless of whatever has happened in the past or whatever people have perceived about, you know, my situation, or based on just because I have a superpower agent or this and that. Like, I'm just Chris. I like playing here. I like playing baseball. I like running hard to first. I like giving my best at bat out there, and I just hope people can appreciate that.
Chris, along those lines, how heightened is the sense of just in a shortened season, the fact that this core group is still together and you guys still don't know how long you're together, and now it's a 2 month season you're looking at rather than enjoying every moment over a full campaign?
Yeah, I mean, it's strange. It's strange. I mean, I guess that's part of the baseball cycle and in sports in general. And, you know, you're not with the same players all the time, but it would be really cool to just have everybody stay here and play together and see what we got. And when we're old and fat and retired, we're out of here, you know, like that'd be awesome. But who knows? It might not happen that way, but, you know, we're just really trying to enjoy the time, enjoying the craziness of the situation that we're in, and enjoying each other from maybe a little further away with mask on, and try to keep the jokes to a minimum about it, because we're all, you know, taking it very seriously, but at the same time, just, you know, having fun with the guys. And it's been really fun to these inner squads, and, you know, it kind of reminds me of college ball a little bit, where, you know, you're competing against your teammates and you're ragging on your teammates, but at the end of the day, you love them.
Hey, Chris, I know you had your foot in the water briefly as a player rep. How much disappointment over only 60 games, 60-game schedule, when you guys wanted to play more?
Yeah, of course. As a ball player, as a person who – player, I've done this since I was 5 years old. This is all I ever wanted to do. You want to just play baseball, you know. You want to be safe too. I think certainly on our side, we saw that we had an opportunity to play a lot more games. You know, MLB and, you know, the other side maybe saw differently. And, you know, I was kind of really ashamed of how things kind of went down and in leaking in the media and negotiating in the media. That never works for, you know, big corporations like this. I mean, it just doesn't work. And hopefully, you know, it's hard to look to the future, and obviously there's a CBA coming up, but, you know, I keep saying, like, look where we are right now, and let's focus on being healthy and getting through, you know, these crazy times and worrying about that later. And, you know, hopefully, like, the next time around, we maybe be a little more mature about this whole you know, process, and you know, keep it closed doors, maybe.
Really strong stuff from Chris Bryant on multiple subjects there, but that is a very thoughtful guy that is now feeling comfortable in his advanced age. What is he, 28 now? And feeling like it's okay for him to say some of these things, where previously he was just kind of a happy guy running around playing baseball. He's trying to be that, but he's a husband and a father, and he's been a player rep, and he's more involved in multiple levels, and he sounds older and wiser. So some of that stuff we can ask then of Jed Hoyer, about what he's talking about his future and how that is all being weighed, because Jed Hoyer is going to join us at 11. Coming up in just a couple of minutes is Craig Calcaterra of NBC Sports. He's got baseball thoughts as well. One of the smarter guys writing about the game, the former lawyer turned baseball writer, will be with us next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Dan Bernstein Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon. Cubs radio play-by-play legend Pat Hughes.
Win or lose, there is always attention. There is always a great media presence, and there are always fans. There's just, it's never easy, but it's never boring. Not one bit. I tell people also, you have to learn to operate independently from the hysteria that is Cubs baseball. I think a lot of fans out there, Dan, when the Cubs win two or three in a row, it's, we're going all the way.
Yep.
And those same fans, when the team loses three or four in a row, well, wait till next year. And you just can't live that way if you are part of what we are, which is broadcasting and covering the team pitch by pitch, day by day, season by season.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
It all starts with just one thing. This summer, try some eco-friendly water sports like paddleboarding, swimming, or diving. And be sure to use reef-friendly sunscreen. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Dan.